We can get that eliminated. Anyway, good afternoon, and jumping on the air a minute before the 3 o'clock hour for the voicemobile. I was just kind of pulling myself together. Let me just inform you that first of all, the most amazing thing, I mean, it takes your mind to mush, 80 degrees. That's what I said in my car before I came up here, 80 degrees. This is March 8th, 80 degrees. Something's goofy. I don't know. Global warming, I mean, it is totally beyond ridiculous. Let me get rid of this thing. And here we go. Okay. So, what I wanted to share with you is that on March 10th, 11th, 12th, and 15th. So that's Thursday, this coming Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Tuesday. The events that are taking place with the Boston Symphony Orchestra, conducted by Herbert Blumstead, featuring Garrick Olson on piano. And the program is Beethoven Piano Concerto No. 1, Beethoven Symphony No. 7. Now, this is a Swedish conductor, Herbert Blumstead. He's returning to Symphony Hall for this Beethoven pairing. And American pianist and audience favorite, Garrick Olson, performs these two. This C major concerto, written after the work published as No. 2, and shows the composer clearly moving beyond the models of Haydn and Mozart, but still maintaining the clarity and balance of Viennese classicism. The beloved Seventh Symphony features a remarkable blend of lyricism and rhythmic drive. Nice. So, those are all events. The Boston Symphony Orchestra and BSO. Let's see, where do they have their? I think it's BSO.org, but let me just see if I can find it here in this lovely little pamphlet that they give you. Ticket information. Let's see. Online. I'm seeing everything but what I want. BSO website, BSO.org. Okay, so that's how you can go online. And they do have a 617 phone number, 266-1200. And if you do it through that way, there is a $6.25 handling fee for each ticket ordered by phone. So I guess if you do it by mail, is also a fee. Now, if you do it, oh, there's a handling fee for online too. I guess the only way there isn't a handling fee is if you go right up to the box office, the Symphony Hall box office in person. Now, I was there on Sunday. There was a concert of in the Fiddler's House with Yitzhak Perlman and some of the Klezmer Conservatory Band, and who all else was there? It was a phenomenal show. I meant to bring the program, and of course I left it in my bag in the car. So Andy Statman was playing mandolin and clarinet, just brilliant. Frank London on trumpet. Who all else was there? Anyway, it was just an amazing show. And they invited the audience. This is Symphony Hall, folks. They invited the audience to get up and dance. They put the lights up. It was quite a scene. It was wonderful. An absolutely fantastic event. So, if you haven't been to Symphony Hall for a while, they have some nice events coming up. Andres Nelson is going to be coming in there with the Tanglewood Festival Chorus, and that program will be at the end of March, March 24th, which is a Thursday, 25th Friday, and the 26th, which is Saturday evening. And that program is going to be Concelli Dixie, Rachmaninoff, Rhapsody on a Theme of Paganini, and Shostakovich, Symphony No. 8. That sounds like a great program. Yes. Anyway, they're having all kinds of wonderful things to go to, so it's a great place to hear music, obviously. And I'm just going to take a minute to, I always like to look at the Tufts Daily and see what's going on there. Dining services to revise food fat cards to include sugar content, exclude cholesterol information. Interesting. So I'm not sure quite what that means. Just looking at my board to see. Oh, they've got the board all scoofed up again. Ah, I hate it when I come in and they've changed the board and don't reset it. I have to see now if I can get the board reset the way I want it. I think I figured out how to do this last time. Let's see. Channel options. Nope. How do we do global options? That might be it. Nope, that's not it. Let's see. Default show profile. That's what I really would like. Nope, it's not that. It's not that. Oh, there we go. Let's see if that actually worked. Nope, not really. Oh, CD 2. All right, well, we're getting there. At least I have a CD player that I can use now so that I can play some music for you. I have something new from composer Julian Shore. This is pianist-composer. And this just came out. It's called Which Way Now? And let's see if I can get it out of the folder, out of the holder. Oops. Okay. We're getting there, folks. Our story begins on a mountain. Let's see.
Hello? Hello? Yes, hello?
This is Keisha calling from Tell Tower.
Yes. Wow, I just contacted the folks. I'll see if I can get them to fax them to you right away. This Friday at 9 a.m.
9 o'clock, yes. Oh. Your appointment is tentatively set at 9 o'clock.
That's very, very nice of you. Okay, I will. I have to fax them an approval so that they can send it to you. Hopefully, we can get it done by then.
Okay, no problem.
All right, thank you very much. I appreciate
your
help. Okay.
Bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye.
Oh, that's absolutely beautiful. Okay, we just listened to Our Story Begins on a Mountain. And cast of players, cast of young lions, Gilad Heckelsman, Dana Stevens, Aidan Carroll, and Colin Stranahan. Special guests, Noah Preminger, Godwin Lewis, Michael Mayo, Alexa Barcini, Kurt Ozan, George Roeder, Samuel Tarz, and Michael Thomas. And they released this in New York at Cornelia Street Cafe, February 12th. And they will be, that was February 5th. And they were at February 12th at Cafe 939 in Boston, and March 2nd at the Blue Whale in Los Angeles. Following Filaments, named Top Jazz Debut in 2012 by Peter Hum of Ottawa Citizen, and described as an assured organic debut from a pianist composer who, beyond the obvious elegance of his playing, has a clear sense of the bigger artistic picture. Julian Shore asks, which way now? Far from a statement of uncertainty, he poses the question to focus his record on the process of artistic exploration and the joy of musical discovery. Says Shore, while I used to concern myself with writing a song that captures the minutiae of a single person or memory, now I seek to show the world from which a person or feeling comes. Very nice. Well, we'll hear more about that. I'm sure I'll be playing more from this CD. Very beautiful. So, obviously, I left the microphone open. I've been trying to schedule appointments. I have a condition that hopefully nobody else out there has this. I have nasal polyps, and they have come back. I've had 8 surgeries already. And so I'm trying to schedule another surgery. Problems with allergic reaction to meds, and hard to get an anesthesiologist to put you under if you don't know what you're allergic to. So trying to get that sorted out as quick as possible. And this lovely lady at this new allergist office moved my appointment up for me. Fantastic. So now I just got to get the paperwork to them in time. Hopefully I can get that taken care of. So, you know, your health, I mean, you know, if you're young and you're healthy, that is such a gift. Things start to go downhill after a certain point. You have to try to really keep on top of things. And good health is the greatest blessing, really. So I wanted to look a little bit more in the Tufts Daily. I had just mentioned this... that the dining services is going to revise their food fact cards. So that's interesting. In keeping with the newest national dietary guidelines, so I guess for the first time, a recommendation to limit added sugar intake to 10% or less of an all daily calories consumed was added. So as a result, we've added sugar to our labels. This is an article by Isha Fahad. She is the news editor. So, yeah, there's a lot more, and you can take a look at the Tufts Daily. Just going to look and see what events you might like to know about. Now, today... at 6 o'clock at the Coolidge Room in Ballou Hall, Robert Manning, who is the chairman and CEO of MFS Investment Management, he will be speaking. It'll be a conversation with Boston's own Robert Manning, whom we recognize as our 2016 Corporate Citizen Fellow for leading significant changes in core company operations in order to improve social impact. To register, you need to email RSVP events@tufts.edu. That's today at 6 o'clock. Let's see what else is going on that you might like to know about. What might be looks like they're hiring at the staff for bench staff, office assistants, info booth attendants, campus center managers, and social media assistant. So you apply at email, OCI at tufts.edu, Office for Campus Life. So if you're looking for work on campus, that's how you do that. All right, I think that's enough of the Tufts Daily. I have something else new I wanted to play for you. Let's see if I can find it. Yes, this is, I don't think I've played from this yet, although it's open, so maybe I did. I did last week. Okay. But I liked it, so we'll play from it again. All right. Let's see. Here we go. That's interesting. Thank you.
When I get up every day, I hear those words Mama used to say. When there's a will, there's a way. Maybe I'm not that kind. Seems so hard to find. My peace of mind, hey, my peace of mind. When I go out every night, I wanna scream, I wanna fight. I hear those words Daddy used to say. You gonna play, you gotta pay. Well, maybe I'm not that kind. It seems so hard, yeah, hard to find. My peace of mind, hey, my peace of mind. Someone to see me through. I need a girl that looks like you. Oh. Well, I get down every day. My knees and I pray. Then I go out every night. I wanna scream, I wanna fight. It seems so hard to find. My peace of mind, my peace of mind. Oh, my peace of mind, yeah, my peace of mind. My peace of mind, my peace of mind.
Angel, next day I'm a clown. Can't seem to keep my feet.
Yeah, Laser Lloyd is going to be coming into the Somerville, of all places. He's on his North American tour from Israel, and he will be in the, it's called Thunder Road. Yeah, the Thunder Road Music Club and Rock and Roll Bistro. He's coming there Saturday night, March 26th. The doors open at 9. I think he will be coming on, I think it says 10:30. So I don't know who is, doors open at 9. I don't know who's playing before him or whatever, but I've never been to this club. That should be pretty interesting. I mean, he is just, you can hear, you just heard him. He's just phenomenal. What did they say on their little thing? It's like exuberant vocals and razor sharp guitar work. That's downbeat. Tough blues, rockers, soul ballads, funky Hendrix inspired rock, vintage guitar. Those are quotes. The number 3 blues rock album for 2015. Yes, he is just, he's fantastic. I'm so excited I'm going to get to see him because he was out at the Iron Horse in Northampton, and I wasn't able, you know, to get to that gig. So this is a real treat. Okay, so we've had, let's see, where do I want to go now? So I had hoped to play some of the music from the concert with Itzhak Perlman, but when I opened up my CD, I have Itzhak Perlman in the Fiddler's House, but I opened it up and instead I had the wholesale Klezmer band, and so it's the wrong CD. But I do have some of the Klezmer Conservatory band, Dancing in the Aisles, so maybe I'll play some of that. Unfortunately, Itzhak Perlman is not on that, but it is produced by Hank Isnetsky, and so that should be kind of fun. Anyway, it is the month of Adar 2, and we're getting ready for Purim, and so all things fun and silly and wonderful are appropriate as we get ready for the Purim festivities. So let's listen to, well, let's see. My happy song. That's good. Let's do that. I mean, it's gorgeous out, so yes, we're happy.
Sing alle, Verena singen, tanzen, spielen. weiter sing. Lustig sein und drehen sich in a Red und drehen sich Red in Glück in alles Ding. Hoi, hoi, glanzen, fisslich tanzen und vergessen sich im ganzen Hecher in starker Sinn.
Okay, so that features Judy Bressler on vocals. That's a great, great band. Oh my goodness. Let's see, the folks that were in at that time. This was recorded in 1997. It's on Rounder Records. And they were in Cambridge. I don't know if they're still in Cambridge, that record company. So we have James Gutman on the bass. Javier Perez Sacco. I'm not sure what he's playing. They don't have, let's see if they have everybody listed somewhere where I could read it. Ah, yes. Okay, Judy Bressler, vocals, tambourine, and pupk. Eileen Stalin, clarinet. Aha, Miriam Rapson on violin. Now, Irene Stahl was also in performance at the Symphony Hall. She was terrific. Robin Miller on flute and piccolo. Gary Bohan, cornet. Mark Hamilton, trombone. Hank Isnetsky, alto saxophone and accordion. Javier Perez Sacco on piano. Jeff Warshauer, mandolin, guitar, tenor, banjo, and background vocals. Very busy guy. James Gutman on bass. Grant Smith on drums and percussion. So, just amazing. All right, so we're going to stay in the klezmer mode for a little bit. And here we go.